Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, when you think about God's news behind the news, and I know we have just a few more moments before you're going to be leaving us this morning. John, I'm so glad that you're able to join us.
I'm glad I'm here.
You think about God's news behind the news. We like to talk about, you know, what's going on, but what's God's perspective of it? You know what I'm saying? And it gets really confusing when somebody tries to be God because they're doing good things, but they're not God.
Right.
And so, but we have a tendency, since it's a God trait, something inside of us says, this is good. But the thing about it, we got to ask ourselves the question, are we turning to them as God, you know, or is God providing something in our life through them? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And what we have happening right now, this very, very moment, you know, Satan comes as an angel of light, which means this, he looks right, he sounds right, he smells right, he talks right, and it just seems right, but what? He's wrong.
He's dead wrong.
It's a strategy of the enemy. You know, you got to pay attention to what's going on. And one thing right now, you know, yes, you know, I personally believe we do need, you know, some major healthcare reforms in our nation. But I know this, that we don't need to surrender our healthcare to a government agency that makes you stand in line and sends you back for 10 days later for a driver's license check. You know, that who can't find your paperwork, who you have to talk to a particular huge agency to decide whether or not that you're going to get your paperwork filed or not. I mean, this is a matter of life and death. Yes, we do need changes. You know, we do need some changes in that. But right now, this very moment, you know, and I think about, you know, that when you, because it's God-like traits, because it's things that God would do, you know, and that's what Satan does. He comes as an angel of light. And so when somebody says this is a good thing, you know, you would be wrong to say what they're doing is not good when it is, but you got to check the motive behind what's going on. You know, you got to check that motive. And so right now, you know, government, healthcare, the government's saying, some of the government, you know, most of America's not for this. And I really don't know where Congress is right now. And you need to find out, and you can find out from your legislator. But they're wanting to basically take over healthcare and begin to make laws and regulate it. And you know, Margaret Thatcher said this, the former prime minister of Great Britain. She said, once we actually gave them health care, we never got their hearts back. Mm. I mean, it's a difficult – people can say what they want to, but when you're going through something physical with a loved one and you're wanting them not to be in pain, you're wanting them to make it – but a gang does that too. You know, a gang on the street says, come over here. We'll take care of you, brother. And we're going to fight for you, you know. And that is tempting for somebody who's been being beat up and taken advantage of, or businesses that, you know, that say, listen, you've been robbed 10 times. We'll protect you. You pay us protection money, we'll protect you. Well, it's good that they're protecting you, but their motive's wrong. They're stealing from you, and they're threatening you. And so it can be good, but it can be wrong. And the thing about it is, we got to pray for God's wisdom, and you know, the things will change when the church changes, when the God's people get back into that right place again. And with the teaching SOS, you know, Saul or Samuel, A Tale Between Two Kings, we have that available right now, even on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com or go to your VFN TV application. You can go to your iTunes store or Android store, or just go to VFNTV.com on your browser, on your mobile phone and mobile device, and go through the process of downloading. But you can begin to listen to SOS, A Tale Between Two Kings, because that was the time when Israel was looking to the government for everything. They wanted the government. They looked at everybody else and said, what's what we want? And God's going, was I not enough?
All right.
Was the way I do it, was the way I was doing it not enough? Mm-hmm. And yes, it is good, but the problem is, you can't turn the control of your life over to the adversary. You can't turn it over to other people. And if they do, I mean, right now in New York, as you know, John, that even venturing into that right now, they're saying, listen, that drink that you're buying has too much sugar in it. And now that we're over your health care, you know, you cannot have that drink. Aren't they doing that?
Is that crazy?
And that's what's going to happen.
And it is like, my goodness, where have we lost our way where we're allowing the government to tell us what we can eat or not eat? You know what I mean? It's we're surrendering our rights everywhere.
Yes.
And it's like they have no place.
Right, exactly. One of the first things that was funded by the grants when this started was a grant towards abortions that happened. even late term, and understand that once you start surrendering that part of your life over, they will determine morality, because as they're trying to tell the church in America, they're saying, listen, you're going to have to start paying for things that are against your God's way. and just got to trust God. I mean, yeah, we're right. Things are messed up in regards to healthcare, but I truly believe it's because the church has got to repent. We got to get our life back together with God. We got to begin to abide with Him. We got to turn our hearts to Him. But I want to say this. I'm going to post it real quickly on the VFN TV blog. But today's Time Magazine talks about Judge Justice Anthony Kennedy will be the deciding factor. So I encourage you, go there to the VFN TV blog. And see that, and go ahead and get the Time Magazine and begin to pray for Judge Justice Anthony Kennedy, that he would hear from God on this issue. And that's why we're bringing it up, you know, because the judiciary branch has just equal power with the executive branch, has equal power with the legislature branch. So the judicial branch can say, you know, that this is totally unconstitutional. And we'll talk more about, you know, in Original 10 about the Constitution, but dude, if they're telling you how much you're going to drink in your soda fountains, and they're saying we're going to fund late-term abortions, and they're saying that we're going to tell the church that you're going to have to pay for them, that's how God is letting us know, do you really want to go the way of Saul, right? We talked about in the very end of the first hour about, you know, healthcare, what's taking place. We're looking at God's news behind the news. And, you know, it's so important, you know, to remember that you know, you can actually be doing something good, and to call it not good would be not true.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like somebody says, there's no such thing as dinosaurs. It says, yeah, but I'm standing under a Tyrannosaurus Rex at the museum right now, you know?
Right.
And it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's come on. And so when somebody's doing something good, it's good to say it's good.
Right.
But the question is, just because it's good, is it God?
Right.
It's just God's plan. You know, and I think about, you know, we're going to have something coming up really exciting before probably the next 90 days or so, and it'll be on VFN TV, or at least on VFN radio, that, you know, I don't know if you saw the movie Monumental, but it was just a powerful movie done by Kirk Cameron about the founding of our nation, you know, the original intent, and that, my goodness, it was all about freedom. But once you start mixing the government into the church, and that's what provoked the pilgrims, actually, as they're running for their life, so they're professing Jesus Christ. You know, once you start mixing those two together, then when you start following your God, they see it as treason because you're not following your government. Because what happened was that the queen became over the church. The king was over the church of England. And so when they felt a lead to follow Jesus, you know, and learn what the scriptures said, and to be baptized, you know, and to do everything that the Lord says. They believe that, you know, you need to first be consciously involved in your decision for Christ. It's not about being christened or being baptized when you're an infant. It's literally, I got to be involved in this process. And that the queen would talk about them, and the word Puritan wasn't like some, you know, kind word. It was like a spitting word, Puritans, you know. And that was a word that she would spit out.
Right.
And because they were actually following God, but because the government and the church merged, it means then the king or the queen or your leader, your president would be, you know, would be over your church.
Wow.
And so the second you're going to feel like you need to follow God, like he's saying that there, that may be a different expression or something like that. For example, that's treason. They saw it as treason to your government. They didn't see it as like, hey, I'm just going to begin to fellowship somewhere else or something like that.
Right.
Because they become one. Mm-hmm. And so when our founding fathers came, you know, that's why we have the First Amendment that says the government shall make no laws concerning religion or the free exercise thereof or the right to assemble. They're saying, listen, we've been there, done that, lost our heads. Lost our lives. We're in prison because of that. You can't mix church and government in that context. The government shall make no laws.
Right.
The church could be the church. Nobody should be restricting the church. And so,
that's right.
And so that's what that was about. So we're going right back a whole different angle now, in regards to healthcare. You know, if we can't just come in and basically say, listen, we're going to rule you, and this is how we think it should be. You know, and our current president, you know, made a statement that America is no longer a Christian nation. You know, and those are like, you know, serious words. And And the truth is that it was founded on Christian values. Our Constitution says very specifically that our rights come from God. The very first amendment to the Constitution says Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. So literally, we should be able to say and peacefully assemble, it goes on to say. And so those things are coming when you start making laws that says, you know, as we've been talking about at the end of the first hour, now at the beginning, we're continuing to talk about it, is that they should not be telling the church, according to the Constitution, and this is the reason why I'm going to tell you that in a minute, that telling the church that you're going to have to pay for a particular insurance policy that will provide stuff for your employees that your God considers evil or a sin, and a sin against him, you know. And they're violating the very First Amendment by doing that. But the thing about this, if you run to your government, if you run to your government as God instead of just as government,
right,
then God's going to give it to you.
That's right. He sure will.
He'll give it to you. Remember when Samuel, and you can find this at SOS, it's on your teachings on VFN TV. It's totally available to you right now. You don't have to be a subscriber. That, you know, when they were actually wanting something similar to that, you know, and they were complaining about God's provision and his health care plan and the way things were, and that they looked at other particular governments, you know, around. And, you know, for us today, we'd say, well, socialism is a government, or Marxism or communism, which those words really mean economy and right. Method of leadership. And you know, Samuel's upset about it. And then God comes to Samuel and says, listen. He talks to Samuel and he says, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. He said, give them what they want. You know, it makes me think of John Paul Jackson's prophetic word in 2008. He says, you're going to get what you ask for, but you're not going to like what you get. And church, wake up. Yes, it is good. My goodness. I mean, if anybody does something helpful for somebody, especially if they're sick or they have a disease or something's going on, of course that's good. But the thing is, are we going to let... You know, are we going to let Satan do that? We're going to let, you know, we're going to give up our worship of God and our freedom to follow God. You know, and to us, it's like, you know, it's appointed once to die. I got news for you. You might not know this, but you will not live forever in this physical life, but you will live forever when you die. You'll go right into eternity, either eternity with God, you know, or eternity in hell, but you will live forever in that sense. But it's appointed once to die and then the judgment.
That's right.
You know, we are bodies that have spirits that possess souls, and that, we're spirits that have bodies that possess souls. You know, so often we focus on the body, which it needs some help. You know, it's when you're young and you're all vibrant and just, you know, all this energy and stuff, you go, wow, I can't believe that, you know, I'm going to be able to keep this body and whatever strong body. And as you get older, like, I am so glad I'm getting another one.
Amen.
Put off the old one and put on the new, right?
That's right.
We talked about 90 Minutes in Heaven Friday. You got to listen to that highlight because that's exactly what happens. Go back to highlights on your VFN TV app or VFNTV.com and listen to 90 Minutes in Heaven. It will really encourage you when you're thinking about your body. So we got to be careful in regards to this. When we're looking at government, you know, we can't forget where we came from. And we came from a people who wanted to worship God, but they were in a present government that was the head of the church. They just totally integrated church and government. And so when they did that, they began to be the ruler of the church. So now when you actually hear God's voice and you follow God, if it's different than what the government would say it should be, they consider that treason. You're actually committing treason against the church, against the government. So you don't want to mix the two. But what happened is it's the government shall make no laws, but the Christians can, you know, the people who worship, there's no boundaries in how they worship. It wasn't, and now the government's trying to put boundaries on the worship and trying to put boundaries on, it's like totally opposite. No,
yeah,
you know, and the intent was that the government shouldn't be involved, like they were involved in beheadings, they were involved in imprisonment. You know, one of the things that happened, just to tell you right now, because right now, Justice Anthony Kennedy, one of our Supreme Court justices, is probably, say, on Time Magazine. You're going to be able to see the cover on VFN TV blog, and just you can get the magazine as well. That is the June 18th issue. That he's going to be the deciding factor, and he's going to decide whether this is constitutional or not. And he'll get, now, the people who wrote the Constitution came from this form of government that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and they were totally not for government tyranny. They were totally against, you know, taking away the freedoms of the people. And it was about the battlefield of ideas, and it may take a while to change our minds, but not to get surrender over to the government, you know, like Israel did during that time. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you something, that God will give us what we ask for. Sure. And it's not rejecting a political party. It's not rejecting all these other things. It's rejecting God when we turn to government for God. The government serves a purpose. All authority is established by God. They're his service to do good. They don't punish the wrongdoer for nothing. Mm-hmm. But they're not God.
Right.
It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? And so, but when they start saying this is how, and you have to understand, I mean, sin has gotten so far away from our mindsets. You know, we have people that are living in open adultery that are professing to be Christians. And it's like, dude that's oh, I mean, not adultery, but fornication, where they're actually living together as a couple and they're not married. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if the Lord comes back when you're in this sin, no matter what you profess with your mouth, your fruit says, you know, you're not going to make it. So, you know, if that's you right now, and I know this culture is like that right now, what it means is this culture has got a dark cap on its head. It cannot see. And that, you know, you need to make that right. You need to get that right with God. It's just time to get married. And if you're actually living married, be married.
Right.
You know, and then trust God. I mean, you need God to be able to have any relationship with that. But understand, there's so many things going on like that right now in America that you're trying to grasp. We talked about in the first hour about, you know, one of the biggest plays right now that grossed like $35 million is one that it just speaks against God and speaks against the name of Jesus. And it was right there in Manhattan and Broadway. And it's like, we're going in a very tough, bad direction. And the church is the key. The church is going to have to actually turn to God and turn to what's right. And so when they wrote the founding documents, when they wrote the letters, you know, you can find the letters that they wrote, the Federalist Papers, and you can read the Constitution, and you can read the Bill of Rights, and understand this, that there was a reason why they did this, because so that what happened in the past wouldn't happen again, because they were under that tyranny. Mm-hmm. You know, George Washington knew that if this thing didn't work out, they were gonna hang him or behead him.
Right.
That's what the British government was gonna do. You know, let me tell you what they did. Let me tell you what the British government did during that day. When our first president, the General Washington, and they were fighting for our freedom, which we have today because they were under that kind of tyranny, the first thing they did is when they come over to come to a city or a town, they would actually find the pastor, the minister, because they blamed this mindset of freedom on the ministers.
Right.
And they locked them in their churches with their people, and they burned their buildings down with the people and the churches in there. You have to understand this. That's, you know, people are not our enemy. Second heaven is. And he uses people that are, he holds people captive to do his will. Mm-hmm. And when you turn your worship over to a government, you know, the end of it's not going to be good, because the whole thing just turned everything over to second heaven, you know, mm-hmm. Ephesians 6 and 12. And the first thing they came, well, one of the things they did when they come into a city, they would actually put the church and the pastor, lock the windows and the doors, and the shutters in the door, and they would burn the whole thing down, because they went straight for the voice of freedom and the voice of the Lord, the preaching of righteousness and freedom in God and all the things that are going on. And so understand this, if you want to go towards government to be God, to provide for you, and government can provide things under government, but you're not looking to government as God. But when it starts moving into the area of worship and, you know, what God says is sin, but they're forcing you to, I mean, you're entering into a bad area. And government shouldn't be doing that. Not in America. I mean, it's not that way. Although God would let us have it. That it's not going to be good. Listen, they ended up in their church buildings locked up, and they set them on fire because they were killing the voice. They were killing. And so the freedom that we have now in the First Amendment, right, they understand the reason why they wrote that was because that's what was happening to them. And they're just up until the last moment, Pat, up to the last moment when the Jews were being persecuted and they were being taken to first to the ghettos and then to the camps and then to on the trains and the camp and then to the ovens, that they lied to them to the very last second.
Right.
To the very last second, they lied to them. And they believed it, you know, because at the very last second, they say, listen, come into this particular room, take your clothes off, hang them up, and we're going to get a shower. And because they just came off this, you know, they were treated horrifically, you know. And so obviously you're thinking, well, you're totally, it was horrific as it is. But they got ready for the shower, and then the shower heads that were over them in this room was actually gas, and they gassed the Jews. They gassed them. Mm-hmm. But right to that one point, they thought that water was going to come out of that. Mm-hmm. So to the very last second, they were treating them so nicely, but they were actually deceiving them to the last second until finally they gassed, you know, our Jewish brothers mm-hmm. and sisters and family. And then they incinerated them. You know, they put them in ovens. And that, listen, Satan's a liar, and he's the father of lies. You cannot go down this road. I don't care how pretty it sounds. I don't care how they're patting you on the back. I don't care how nice they say the train ride is. I don't care, you know, how they say, hey, we'll take care of you. Just come over here in this little concentrated area where you have, you know, a place where, you know, all you Christians can be and all you Jews can be in this area. You know, that's what they'll do. And then it goes from the ghettos to the trains into the camps. And then, you know, it was just horrific. And the thing is this, Satan hates God. Get it? He's evil. Mm-hmm. Evil exists. You can't negotiate with it. He's a liar. He comes as an angel of light. We just got to follow God. We cannot turn to other sources for God. He said, there shall be no other gods before me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so the very first commandment. And so I want to encourage you. We're at the time right now, you know, that we want to pray for God's mercy. We want to pray for Justice Anthony Kennedy. He's going to be the deciding judge. Time Magazine says that from gay marriage to Obamacare, Justice Anthony Kennedy is the decider. You know, and so we want to be able to pray for him, that God would speak to him. But you know what? You know, we as the church just have to turn. We have to turn and say, God, you know, we've sinned. Lord, forgive us and repent, you know, and turn back to him. And that's why you got to abide. You got to spend time with him because you need to be empowered. And I encourage you to be able to do that. But you go to the VFNTV blog and see that cover of Time Magazine, and maybe you want to get you a copy of it. But we're right back in just a moment. I want to say something as we're moving along here today, and we're talking, we're really focusing today on the original intent, you know, understanding, you know, our founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution, original intent. We're talking, it's kind of a mixture of God's news behind the news because it's now. What's our original intent, you know, with that? But I do want to say first that don't forget that you can subscribe for free today, VFNTV. You actually can text VFNTV to the number 22828. You can text VFNTV to the number 22828 and become a free subscriber. And we have some wonderful things available for you to all of our free subscribers there. And we're just excited about that new opportunity to be able to subscribe through text. You know, we're talking about, you know, the original intent of the nation. We're talking about the hidden health care. You know, remember we said, you know, it's good. You know, it's definitely good. If somebody's sick and you help them, that's good. If somebody has a broke leg and you mend it, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yet if somebody actually helps you with the intentions to destroy you, they use something good to do something bad.
Right.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I don't believe that people have necessarily evil intentions, but I know Satan does. I know that he's a strategist in regards to he's willing to take anybody captive mm-hmm. to be able to do his will. And our goal of VFN Radio is to gently instruct those who are held captive to say, listen, stop.
Yeah, you know,
please stop, because the Constitution says the government shall make no laws concerning religion or the practice thereof. That's which means this, that, you know, God tells us this is how marriage should be. This is how family should be. This is how, you know, we should handle our finances. It doesn't matter what it is. This is how we sing. This is how we want to express ourselves. You know, we want to be able to put signs up. What do we want to do? Just the government shall make no laws concerning that. You know, and the Lord says, you know, that to kill your child for whatever reason is murder.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so we cannot support, you know, the killing of babies. You know, we switched the word from killing to abortion, you know, and I totally empathize, you know, with maybe you're listening now and you're a person, man or woman, because as the woman, you know, that you may have went to that and you made that mistake and you feel really bad about it. But let me tell you, God can actually forgive you. He forgives. But we first have to say that it was wrong.
That's right.
You know, and he'll release that. Or maybe you're a man that you convinced your wife or a lady to be able to, you know, and sometimes women are pressured into doing that, and men pay, you know, for it to take place. But either way, she didn't get pregnant alone.
That's right.
You know, that hasn't happened but once, and it really was God. That,
yeah.
So that wasn't well alone. And so understanding that we can't just say this is okay. You know, and it's not that we don't empathize, we totally understand. We can understand, but if this is the way God says it has to be, then we have to turn to God and say, God, we need your help because this is how it needs to be. We don't need to establish laws, you know, that's against God, because then we're caught then at that point of having to obey God over men, but we actually let the law get created.
That's right.
So we're creating a serious conflict. And presently there's not, but there will be if we go this route. And the second thing is that, you know, in regards to marriages between one man and one woman, you know, and understand this too, you know, all this, we have to actually repent for what's happened in Christian marriages. You know, 50% of the marriages in the church are ending in divorce. For whatever reason, we'll talk more about this in the future. God's right when it comes to marriage. Right. He's not just right when he says it's between a man and a woman. He's right in how that marriage should operate, how that family should operate.
That's right.
And right now the church is pretty much clinging to it's between one man and one woman. But it's like, hey, it's between a godly man and a godly woman who operate in the principles of God. Because if you're fighting and squabbling all the time because, you know, one's wanting to go live their life God's way and you're both professed to be believers and your children watch the battle go on, you know, arguments only destroy those who listen. So why would that generation even think about, you know, wanting to get married? And so it's not just a man marrying a woman, mm-hmm. but it's also, you know, how God says it should be. And so we can't, you know, and so the Constitution backs us up. The founding fathers understood this. And so they said the government shall make no laws concerning this. We're going to talk more about other, you know, amendments, but this particular one, I want you to read, you know, when the president gets in office, when Congress gets in office, when a justice, a Supreme Court justice gets in office, a citizen, an alien becomes a citizen, they take oaths.
Right.
They take an oath. They actually swear to do something. And I want to read, this is the president's oath. We're going to read several of them. But you need to know this because we send somebody, we elect somebody that we, whoever you know, you choose, and everybody takes the same oath. It's not a different oath. It's the same oath. And the president's oath, for example, is, this is what he says. He says, I do solemnly swear. Think about it. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Mm. Wow.
That's the whole purpose of you being there in office, is to be the guardian of the original intent.
Right.
And people are going, well, I don't know, you know, maybe the Constitution. That's his job. That's what you do when you're in legislation. That's what you do when you are a justice. That's why we sent you there. We didn't send you there to come up with a new one.
That's right.
We sent you there to actually hold fast to the original vision and intent over the. Think about it. It should never even cross your mind to say, I want to change the Constitution, or I think it's a list of negative rights and all these different things. It's outdated. It's like, what are you doing? When you went in office, you took this oath, and this is the oath that you took. You said, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Amazing.
It's important for us when we're actually talking to who we're probably going to, you know, vote to put in an office somewhere. You know, we actually need to ask them where you stand with God, because you're going to fix and swear to God that you're going to defend and you're going to protect this Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, which means this: it's the enemies out there and it's the enemies in here. That means there could be enemies inside of America that wants to do away with the U.S. Constitution.
That's right.
And you understand, doing away with the Constitution means that, you know, you can't worship God freely. That they could tell you, like the Queen or the King did of Great Britain, you tell the pilgrims, this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. It's like, do you really want to give that up? Or you think about this, you know, for those in the VFN family, you can actually see this in Due Space. This is actually available for you in Due Space right there. But even a senator, when a senator gets in office, they take an oath too, Pat. They hold their hands up. They put their hand on a Bible, mm-hmm. and they swear. This is what they say. A senator says this. He says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Think about it. And so help me God. Think about this, church. It's wrong to be able to put somebody in leadership in this country, and the Constitution is what dictates whether you should have a president, a Congress, a legislature, all this different stuff, the right to tax. It comes right out of the Constitution. And so, and they're actually sent there to be able to defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic. And so you have to understand that when, you know, we're looking at perspective here, the original intent is the original intent of the founders was to have people that we chose from amongst us that would go to these places and they would fight to the end, not to change the Constitution, not to do anything outside of it. Mm-hmm. And if anything else, you know, you think about it, it's just amazing. It's what they're constantly talking about. So when they're talking about making laws that tells the church, this is what you'll do, and which they even did in 1968, and that needs to be changed. And I just, you know, if we repent, they'll turn that over as well. But that's the opposite of their office. It's like somebody says, my job is up, but when you see them, they're down. You know, it's like,
all right.
Yeah, it's the opposite. That's a bipolar thing. It's not good, you know. Or even the House of Representatives, Pat. Even the House of Representatives, you know, in the Senate, you have one president, obviously. And the Senate, you have two senators for every state. So that would be 100 senators for 50 states, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in Congress, they have more of a popular representatives there that is based on population. So you have a large Congress. Mm-hmm. So it's very specific, and this is written in the Constitution.
Right.
And that's why you see a large Congress, a House of Representatives that's there. But they take a very same kind of oath. This is their oath. This is what your state congressman, not your state congressman, but your congressman in D.C. actually takes. He said, he or she says this, I, and they state their name, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Wow.
So help me God. And it's like, listen, we have to wake up. Everybody's sleeping. We forgot that if you change the Constitution, their very purpose, you know, of being there, it's like, this is totally wrong. But I think about this, you know, and we're going to go over one more. But I think about, you know, when God turns a people over, it looks like this. You know, you start thinking, isn't this stupid? Doesn't 2 + 2 = 4?
It used to.
But, you know, when Gideon, when God began to deliver his people, that he had the enemy turn in on itself. Right. And he just basically just watched it take place. And once that happened, then he came on in and did what he did. And we're seeing right now what it's like when a people turns in on itself, because what's happening right now in every different measure of society and government is the fact that that we forgot our original intent. Mm. We forgot turned our back from God.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, all of a sudden, brains don't work anymore. Yeah. Wisdom's out the door.
Right.
I mean, if 95% of believers who profess to love Jesus don't win one person to the Lord, he that wins souls is wise, as we talked about in the first hour. Mm-hmm. It's like something's happened here. You know, we got some captivity going on. And then with that, you know, an oath of office, when you're seeing that their oath of office is to defend, to protect, to defend the Constitution of the United States. I even think about the Supreme Court justice. Here we're going to be praying for all of them, pray for all the Supreme Court justices, because the powers are equal. You have the executive branch, which is the president. Mm-hmm. His powers are equal to the judicial branch. And their powers individually are equal to Congress.
Right.
And so with that means then there's a balance of powers there. Mm-hmm. But none of them are equal to God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so you could actually put the word executive and the word equals, I mean the sign equals,
mm-hmm.
and you could put judicial branch and put the word equal and to Congress. And so they're all the balance, they're all have separate powers. And so the Congress doesn't tell the judiciary branch what to do. The judiciary branch doesn't tell the executive branch what to do, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's just like we just got to watch. And so right now we're at a point of decision where we're talking about praying for the Supreme Court justice, because their powers are equal to Congress and their powers are equal to the executive branch. So if they make a ruling that says this is unconstitutional, you think, well, why would they do that? They take the very same oath. This is the oath for the Supreme Court justices. This is the original oath for the Supreme Court justices. And it says, I, and they state their name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will administrate justice without respect to a person and do equal to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me according to the best of my abilities, agreeable to the Constitution and the law of the United States. It has to agree. They can't not just arbitrarily do something. It has to fit.
Mm.
And so the judiciary branch does. They go, okay, Congress, you made the law. And we'll let you know, executive branch, if you can enforce it,
mm-hmm.
after we find out if it even fits the Constitution. So right now, they're looking at marriage. They're looking at this Obamacare, which care is good, but the motives behind it. Why would you even try to tell, the church what to do about that? And it's like, I just think it's the mercies of God, because why would they even spill that out other than trying to divide the church over the whole issue?
Right.
You know, cause division and strife, because it's just a hint to everybody going, hello, this is where it's going to go if you want to go that way.
Right.
And so the judiciary branch right now are going to be looking at, and that's what Time Magazine's talking about, they're looking at whether this is going to fit the Constitution or not. And it doesn't fit the Constitution. The very First Amendment says that they cannot make any laws concerning religion or the practice thereof. And the practice is saying, you know, we don't pay for things that are sinful. And if we do, we repent and we say it was sin and we come back. But we don't pay for abortions. We don't have employees, you know, that are wanting to end their pregnancies by killing their child. We can't do that before God. And if we do it, sin, and God will actually forgive us for it if we repent from it. But we cannot consciously do that. Besides, mm-hmm. Supreme Court justice, it's unconstitutional,
right?
Because it violates the very First Amendment right.
Right.
And so that's why it's important. Think about it. If we did not have the U.S. Constitution. You know, and if we didn't send these leaders there to protect it and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic, we just never knew that sometimes those who actually arrive are enemies themselves of it.
Right.
And I think about this. I think of Judge Ginsburg. I think it was Judge Ginsburg that was over in Egypt, and Egypt was working on, you know, getting their new constitution together now that it has new leadership now. And with that, they were talking about putting their constitution together. When they're putting their constitution together, she was there to be able to give instructions. And when she was giving instructions to them, she told them very specifically, now this is a Supreme Court justice, Judge Ginsburg, where she's offering her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that, listen, when you're looking at constitutions, when you're writing up your constitution, now this is actually the country that's just the edge of the bottom of Israel. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
A lot of haters in Israel right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they she said, don't use America's Constitution because it's old and outdated. And she named a particular country in Africa. I can't remember which one it was. She said, but use theirs. It's new. It has, you know, it answers abortion in there already and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, listen, her job, she swore to uphold the Constitution. And she's telling the very thing that she's actually, you know, called to do is to be able to make sure things line up with the Constitution. She's basically saying, I really don't like what I'm having to do because I don't agree with our the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you need to be removed from your bench.
Exactly.
You know, right. And that's what needs to happen. And you can do that. It's called impeachment. And it happened all the time originally. But for right now, for whatever reason, you know, they're not, you know, we're not applying that principle anymore. Right. And you can remove people from their offices when they're not fulfilling the pledge that they swore to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, you know. And so, and this is the whole thing. It's sort of like the Church of the Ten Commandments. You know, they're protesting and saying, no, we need to have the Ten Commandments up. If you ask them what they are,
they couldn't even tell you.
They couldn't even tell you what they are. And so we got to first learn the Ten Commandments, by the way. And we'll be having something probably up on the VFN TV blog for you about that. But also, we have to understand the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You know, understand it, read it, you know, listen to it. Read just the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Understand that everything that's happening in government is happening because it's written in the Constitution. So it's all designed to how many senators you have, how often they run, how many congressmen you have, how many presidents you have, how long they're in office, whether the states have these powers or those powers. It's all written in there,
mm-hmm.
You know, and how can we actually hold them accountable to something we don't even know? If we don't know the speed limit, how are we going to know when somebody's speeding?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just encourage you, this is we're at a crucial time right now, and you need to be able to think about, you know, I want to pray very specifically. What's God's perspective of this? And I want to be able to pray and just say, you know what? You know, we need to really focus on the fact of a very specific prayer that God touches Judge Kennedy's heart, Justice Kennedy's heart, and he just turns around, and the whole thing just turns around. You know, God's merciful. You know, this is a great city like we talked about last week, great country. Like Nineveh was a great city, and when they actually responded, when they responded to it, they God actually began to turn things around, and he stopped the plans. And God, there's plans right now for this country that are unfolding that if we don't turn back to God, the church, I'm talking about the church, mm-hmm. then it's not going to be good. But I believe now or later we will, but it's just going to go through a time of real struggle and testing and all that, you know. So I want to encourage you. You can find out more about that on the VFN TV blog. As a matter of fact, I think it's even up right now. And you can go and it has a link to actual the article that they wrote about it. But that's Time Magazine saying they're the deciders. So we know we can pray, and we can begin to pray for Judge Anthony Kennedy, Justice Anthony Kennedy, and all the Supreme Court justices who have equal powers to the executive and the legislative branch, that they would actually be in agreement with what God says about how these things should happen. We'll be right back in a moment. You were coming to the end of this extra hour, believe it or not, so I want to quickly say about, you know, we're talking about the oaths of office and that they take, that, you know, Pat, even our military, when our military goes and they get sworn in, when I got sworn in to the Navy, and when they get sworn, this is what they pledge. They pledge this mm-hmm. as a military person who is going to swear to you know, defend our country. They say, "I hereby declare." This is their oath, the military oath. "I hereby declare an oath that I absolutely and entirely." No, this is a different one here. It is. Yeah, here they are. Here, this is the military. They state their name, do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution I will defend the United States. Let me read that again. This is the military oath of office, oath of getting into the military. I do, and they state their name, solemnly swear and affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against the enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Think about it. And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to the regulations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. You think about it, even our military, that they are actually tied into the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So our presidents swore to uphold the Constitution.
Right.
Our senators swore to uphold the Constitution, to protect it and defend it. Our representatives, our Congress, our legislature branch has done the same thing. Our Supreme Court justices have done it. Even our military officers and military enlisted all over the place, which we're very thankful for them. Mm-hmm. They've done it. And think of one more thing. I know we're coming to an end. This is actually what those who become an American citizen, they have to make an oath of allegiance to our country,
right,
to the Constitution. This is what they say. When you become a citizen of America, they have an oath, and this is their oath. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and adjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or a citizen, and that I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, so help me God. And we're talking about, you know, people coming over the borders, people being sworn into our, being brought into citizenship. It's not just about becoming an American citizen. It's about, do you even know what the Constitution is? Do you even know what it says? And don't you understand that to be an American, you actually have to abide by the Constitution? That's what we're made up of. Every particular government, every soldier, every citizen that comes into, becomes a citizen of America, it's all tied to one thing. What? Mm-hmm. The United States Constitution. It's important to uphold the original intent. The original intent gave us the freedom to be able to worship, church. We have to wake up and say, you know what? You know, that we're not doing anything illegal. When we say, listen, the Constitution's right. Our founding fathers are right. And we don't want to change it. We don't want to give up our First Amendment rights. And we're going to talk more about other amendments they have in there. But it's just everything surrounded because of that, the Constitution, because that's what holds us together.
Right.
And that's why it's important who's coming over the borders. Not do they, for whatever reason, other than the fact is, are you going to surrender all allegiance to all these other governments and all these other things like Al-Qaeda and all other things that trump our government? And you're going to swear an allegiance to the United States Constitution to protect and defend it. If not, go find you another country.
Right.
You know, it's cool. There's plenty of them out there. But if you're going to, and if you're allegiance to the other country, you need to go to the other country. But you come to America, you're supposed to be allegiant to this Constitution. That's why it's important. So I encourage you, tune in, get figured out, you know, yourself what the Constitution says. We're coming to a close of our extra hour day. Had a wonderful time. God bless you and have a blessed day.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.